you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk. I'm your host, Tanisha Javon. This is where we have conversation and get things off our chest. So sit back, relax, grab your snack, fill up your glass, and let's chat.
I'm your co-host, Mitra, and I just want to give a special shout out and thanks to all of our international listeners, Puerto Rico, Ireland, Canada, New Zealand, Switzerland, Germany, Singapore, Australia, Denmark, Bahamas, France. Woo, y'all almost lost my breath. There's so many of y'all. Thank y'all. And of course, to our home, United States, thank you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk.
Yes, I love it.
One more thing.
I have some great news. According to our geographic location, we have some new listeners.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
So also want to give a special shout out to United Kingdom, Poland, Brazil, Kenya, Sint Maarten, Portugal, Belize, Ghana, Sweden, Bangladesh, Saudi Arabia, Dominican Republic, Ivory Coast, Tanzania, and South Korea.
Thank you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk.
And make sure you subscribe.
So now, let's get into this episode.
Yes, let's do it.
Now, before you continue, this episode may have some language that is sensitive or offensive to others. So, listen at your own risk.
Gossipers, Just Talkers, how y'all doing?
What's up?
Y'all, we just talking. We not gossiping. Don't put that on us.
Correct. We don't gossip. We just talk.
Okay. So today we're talking about, this is something that I have struggled with for years. Literally 4 years and 6 months. Okay. Basically being patient and trusting the process and waiting on God or your higher power to kick in so you will be given everything that needs to come to you. Okay.
Girl, that could be a struggle.
It is a major struggle.
Yes. The word patience at that.
Girl. And if anybody knows me, they know that I am the least patient person ever. I can say that I've gotten better since I've had kids. But me, I am impatient by nature. But I can tell you, processes that I have gone through over the past years have made me patient, understanding, empathetic. And I think that's something that we're missing in today's society. Tanisha, let me ask you, have you ever been stuck in a situation and felt like there was no way out, but you just had to trust the process?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it felt very uncomfortable. But at the same time, it's like I've had enough of handling things my own way, making a mess.
Girl, who you telling? So I'm going to talk about a personal struggle. So I have been dealing with this situation, no lie, for 4 years and 6 months. I have been, and I'm not trying to give too many details because I believe in keeping some things private. So I've been dealing with this situation for about 4.5 years. Was it uncomfortable? Yes. I just want to be candid with you guys. Year one was very revealing to me. And I felt like I was 2 inches tall many times. And again, year one, I didn't understand and I didn't take away what I was supposed to take away. So guess what? I had to go on year two. Year two, I still didn't take away what I needed to take away. Year three, still didn't take away that. Year three, got lazy and still didn't recognize what I needed to take away. Year four, I got a little frustrated and I still didn't take away what I needed to take away. Year five, I finally got it. So again, sometimes we think that there are problems around us. No, honey. You need to look in the mirror sometimes.
Yeah, and there were some times to where I was supposed to trust the process, and I didn't.
And you went your own way.
Yeah, I went my own way, and it was a way that it's like getting off the, it's like you're driving down the highway, and then you get on the wrong road, and it takes forever to find your detour.
Right.
To get you back on the right track. And
I'm so glad you said that. Today I was talking, and I was thinking to myself, so if anybody knows me, y'all know my handle is In My Own Lane, Driving Fast Al. Follow me on Instagram, baby. Al. Okay, so anyway, and it's In My Own Lane, Driving Fast, no spaces, no underscores, straight like that, no chasers. Anywho, so literally, everywhere I went, I always drove fast. But honestly, now I don't do that. Now my name means that it's not literal anymore. It's figuratively. When I say that, that means I am following my own path and going my speed. So that's literally what I mean when I say I'm in my own lane driving fast, meaning I'm minding my business, taking care of business the way I should, or the way I think it should be handled. So key takeaway, and we ain't even got into the episode, started cutting up these meat and potatoes yet. But so what I'm saying is, literally, my handle was me literally. Now it's figuratively. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I used to drive fast everywhere I went. I done had a couple wrecks on the way. So that's why you have to slow down. Also, just because you're driving fast doesn't mean you're going to get there faster. Let me tell you why. When I was driving fast, 9 times out of 10, I missed the turn. So guess what? Sometimes that missed turn can set you off 10 minutes. Sometimes that missed turn can set you off 5 minutes. Sometimes that missed turn can set you off 15 minutes. The thing is, just go the speed that you need to go to recognize when your turn is coming. And I mean that literally and figuratively, meaning every process is not a fast process. Again, this process that I've just finished has taken me 5.5 years, and I finally got it because I slowed down to take in everything, to understand what I'm dealing with, what I am trying to pursue. So, yes, sometimes we have to slow down, and again, we have to trust the process. Every time your process isn't going to be fast, it's going to go the exact speed that it needs to go. It's going to do what it do, baby. Go ahead, T.
Yeah, and sometimes, like, you know, some people, it's like that commercial, it's mine and I want it now, but you know they say money, but
JG went right. It's my money and I want it now.
So it's like, you know,
give me my shit now.
And that's how I look at the process. Like, some people don't want to, you know, wait for the process. They're like, listen, it belongs to me. I want it now. Mm-hmm. You know, and sometimes we gotta, like,
take your time. Because the thing is, too, the quicker you get that JG Wentworth money, honey, you gonna spend that shit. Okay?
Yep. So, it's like, you gotta know when to
hold them and know when to fold them, baby. Yeah.
Get out the way. So some people mess up the process because they all in it. Like, they just messy. Like, just stay out of it. Stop messing with it and right. Leave it alone. Allow things to handle, like, work itself out. Like, I get it. I'm not talking about it's certain things where you trust the process and you're supposed to be doing some footwork along the way. I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about things that's supposed to run its course. Allow it to run its course and get out of the way. You know how sometimes when things are set up, and certain things don't work out for people because they too involved, like you too messy, you're messing it up. It's like, get up, can you stop, move, get out the way, let me work this out.
Yeah, and it's crazy because, you know what, honestly and truly, I feel like a lot of times too, like we can't see past our own fucking ego, you know? And that's a problem. And I can admit, like, I have had some issues seeing my flaws. But when I took a step back and I looked at everything and I slowed down everything, I could see, look, bitch, you got some damn problems that you need to fucking work out.
Yeah.
And I worked that shit out and everything just started to fall into place. And sometimes everybody around you is not the issue. Sometimes, bitch, the problem is right there looking you in the dead in the face in the fucking mirror.
Yeah, I agree, you know. And then here's another thing. Like,
some get out people, your own damn way. Go ahead. Yep,
get out of your way. And some people have a problem, and I know it's easy said than done, but some people do have a problem trusting in God, because it's like, it's almost like trusting in the unknown, because you don't know. Like, you got to walk by faith, you know what I'm saying? Something you cannot see. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I know that's...
Cliche.
One thing that I've learned in life is that sometimes you have no choice but to sit there and wait if it's out of your control.
Hello, let me tell you.
But go ahead. No, I know we both want a piece of it.
Girl, it's funny that you say that, because that is absolutely the situation that I have literally just come out of. It's so hard waiting and being patient and trying to understand what is going on around you, because, like I said, a lot of times our own ego gets in the way. You know, we want to show people, hey, you know, I'm good. Like, I'm good. No, you're not good. Stop and look at yourself. Reevaluate the situation. Honestly and truly, sometimes it's good to take a step back and look at the situation for what it is. Exactly what it is. Don't let somebody tell you twice who they are, because they tell you the first time and you're supposed to take heed. So when somebody show you that they a fucking clown, get ready for the fucking circus, because they about to put on a show. Period.
Yeah, you got a point there.
It's just like, and I beat myself up now for not understanding sooner. But honestly, I think this 5 years has taught me patience.
Yeah.
Honestly and truly, I slow down now. I'm not always in a hurry to do this. I'm not always in a hurry to do that. I'm not always in a hurry to complete a task. Like, sometimes it's okay. Enjoy the moment. You know what I mean? You have to stop and enjoy the moment. Enjoy what life is teaching you. Enjoy what life is giving you, because it's giving every moment that you're alive. Because guess what? Somebody didn't wake up this fucking morning.
Yeah, and that's true. And one thing that I've learned is, it's like, it's getting to that point to where, like I said before, you know, those things that's out of your control, like, and if it's out of your control and you still try to work something out that's out of your control, you're gonna freaking stress yourself out.
Correct.
That you also said, Mitchell, it's like, it's been so many times where I trust the process. And yeah, I may not, you know, when it comes to being in a hurry and stuff, I used to rush. I used to be like, oh my gosh, I got to get it done now. I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to do it now. And it's like, I will feel guilty for not doing it now, because it's like, in my mind, it got to be done now. And it's like, listen, you don't have to rush to do it, because sometimes rushing things,
you make mistakes along the way.
Correct.
Or you miss your fucking turn. Tell me you doing 80 down the highway and then your GPS done told you about to turn in 0.45 miles, and you done passed the damn exit, and then you got to go 5 exits down the road before you can get off on the right exit again. Like, that shit is crazy. So a lot of times it's easy just to slow down in the process, during the process, before the process, so you don't have to redo something that you've already done. And let me tell you, it's an endless cycle, because I've been doing it for 5.5 years.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And sometimes you just got to know, Like, sometimes you just gotta listen within. Sometimes yourself will tell you. Like, yourself will tell you.
And your higher power, God, will tell you exactly what you need to hear. But the thing is, you have to slow down long enough to listen and understand and take in the lesson. Because if you don't take in the lesson, trust and believe you will be taking that test again and again and again and again until you understand exactly what God is trying to teach you or your higher power is trying to teach you. Like, honestly and truly, me, I've always been on the go, running, do this, gotta do this quick. Like, even with my job, I feel like I have to do everything quickly. And when I do everything quickly, I make more mistakes. So sometimes it's okay, take a deep breath, process your thoughts, and then handle the task at hand. So everything does not require swiftness and quickness.
Correct. I agree. So I know trusting in God, trusting in the process, all that good stuff can be a little challenging, but what do you have to lose by doing it?
Right. And sometimes we do lose, and it's okay if we lose, but you got to take away that lesson. Be sure to take away that lesson. Learn from me. There is a quote, and I forget the guy who said it, but when it comes to me, I will let you guys know. But there's a quote. It says, a wise man learns from his mistakes. A wiser man learns from someone else's mistake. The wisest man learns from other successes. Take that into your pipe and smoke it. Understand, y'all need to learn from my mistakes. Fast is not always good. Quick is not always good.
I agree. It might feel like going fast is a good thing, but I mean, it might be a good thing for that moment, but then eventually
absolutely,
it's going to show its face on why you should have pumped the brakes a little bit.
Hello. And sometimes it ends in a collision. Sometimes it ends in you missing your damn exit. And I mean this figuratively. So again, when I say you miss your exit, you missed your lesson that life was trying to teach you. You missed the takeaway from the subject matter. You missed it. And now you have to do it over. Which means if you would have just grasped this concept the first time, you wouldn't be dealing with this again.
Yep. Agreed. So, Mitra, what do you feel like, I'm taking your words, so what do you feel like our takeaways is from all of this?
Sometimes it's okay to slow down. It's okay to make mistakes, but it's also important that you learn from those mistakes and you make a better decision the next time. And the sooner that you take away what needs to be taken away, the quicker you get to your destination.
I agree 100%. And my takeaway is, I know there could be some fear when it comes to, you know, trusting the process, trusting in God, because you're like, oh my gosh, what if this happened? Oh my gosh, what if that happened? And stuff like that. And sometimes you just got to be like, you know what? I ain't gonna say always have fear, but it's always gonna be some type of concern. But at the same time, I can't allow this, how I'm feeling, to get in a way of what's greater for me on the other side. And sometimes absolutely, you just gotta throw yourself out there.
Absolutely.
And just swim.
Hello, sink or swim. And most of the time you're gonna fucking swim because you don't wanna die. Hey, and let me say something else. I really like the way you said, throw yourself out there. Because honestly, if you don't throw your, without a risk, there's never a benefit. So if you don't take the risk, you'll never know. So take the risk, take the chance. It might be your shot.
Yep, I agree. Because one thing you don't want to be is in a world of shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Hello.
And it's like, you should have took the risk, and now you're in a land of, oh my gosh, what if this?
I don't know, because you didn't try.
Correct. But you know what? You'll feel so much better when you tried.
Absolutely. And a lot of times I say, the worst thing that can happen in a situation is somebody can open the door, or they can say no, thank you. And it's okay if they say no, thank you, because you're going to go to the next door. However, if you never went to the door, you don't give the opportunity for them to say, yes, come in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love it.
Yes. So that's it, baby.
That's it, boo.
I hope y'all took away something from this. Like, share, subscribe, all of that good stuff. Absolutely. Go back and listen to some of the older episodes. And we love y'all. That's out. That's it.
Yes. Facts, baby.
Facts out. Ew. And that is the Inside Scoop. Make sure you tune in again for another great episode.
I'm your host, Tanisha Javon.
And I'm your co-host, Mitra.
And when you check in with us, it's no gossip, just talk. Ciao for now.
For those who may not know me, my name is Corinne. My father was murdered and it left me truly broken. All I have left is my sister and mother. But unfortunately, my mother is not present. She's battling her own demons, and the sad part about all of this, I hate her. Not only that, I hate me too. And honestly, I'm lost with no direction. To learn more about my life, read volume 1 and 2, If Only I Had a Home.
Go over to my website at Tanisha Peak. That is TENISHAP with a double EK.com and grab your books today. Ciao for now.
It's Grady Baby Podcast. What's up? It's Derek and Mitra from It's Grady Baby Podcast. You can follow us on Instagram at @its_grady_baby_. Give us your feedback. Give us topics. We want to hear from you. Shout out scenarios. Check out our latest segment from last week. You won't be disappointed.
So I pull it out and just show it to you. I don't even say nothing.
He's sticking his head, struggling to get something out of me, and just gets it out in my face. And of course, I'm like, oh shit.